Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Lilydale Radio. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence. I'm Colleen van der Zijden. I will be the one talking about things this evening. I am a registered medium at Lilydale, which is the largest spiritualist community in the world, and I'm also a certified intuitive life coach. And as a medium, as you know, we connect in with our loved ones on the other side. As a life coach, I help people take action to create the life they want to have, to help them reclaim their power so they can create the life they want to have. And as you know, we are going through some tough times right now. And so I'm on vacation, and I was supposed to be visiting some sites this week here, down here in Florida, but everything is closed. So I wasn't going to do a show, but then on Sunday night, all of a sudden I had this massive feeling that it was very necessary that I connect with you tonight. And today we are going to be talking about handling adversity from the soul's perspective. And as I said, we all know we are having some tough stuff happening right now, but I'm going to talk about some different ways to look at the problems that we are experiencing. I'm going to try to encourage you to look at this situation from a higher perspective and recognize that this isn't the end of the world, okay? So we can start to look at things a little bit differently. As always, you can ask questions, make comments through the Facebook feed, and I will respond to them as I see them. But before I get to the details of everything, I want to make sure I cover the connections that you need to know about. LilydaleAssembly.org is Lilydale's website. Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook. Please follow Lilydale there. You can follow me on my page right here, Colleen van der Zijden, medium and intuitive life coach. And if you haven't followed me yet, please do. And my website, ColleenVanderZijden.com or PsychicMediumColleen.com. So we are going to be talking about adversity. Hello, everybody. Hi, Arlene. Hi, Julie. Nice to see you guys. Adversity. We are having quite the time right now, aren't we? It's just something else that's going on. So we are going to talk, as I said, about the soul's perspective on adversity. Because when we deal with our adversity, we are actually on a path to connect to our soul. Everything that happens in our lives is there for a purpose, is there for a reason, to help us learn, to help us grow, to help us reconnect to the energy and the power of our soul. Every single thing, even everything going on right now. We can allow our soul to guide us, to take us to where we need to go, to this greater understanding of ourselves, who we truly are, and also can give us a greater understanding of how we believe life works. And we can focus on what we can do in this awesome life that we have, even with this situation. What can we do? I, of course, being me, I'm going to talk about some ideas to help you shift your perspective and move out of this fear, uncertainty, and worry that so many of us are experiencing right now. So we are going to be talking about some things like that. And again, always feel free to ask questions. Hi, Ryan. Low turnout this summer season may possibly shut down. Well, Ryan, I do not believe that Lilydale will close permanently, even if there are if this lasts a long time. I don't believe that's going to happen. I feel that, okay, my prediction, we'll see. I feel that by then things will have settled in a little bit and we should be okay. But we are not going to focus on fear. And for those of you who were here last week, I did talk about fear. And if you're still experiencing some, well, who isn't, right? But if you want some more strategies and didn't watch the show last week, there are strategies in there to help you deal with the fear. Because now we are, many people are experiencing financial difficulties, almost everybody, and many people are feeling this lack of community, even though we haven't totally been isolated yet, but there is still that feeling of losing connections with people. So we're struggling here. We have all sorts of things we can talk about for fear. Last week, we talked about intentions, visualizations. We talked about being present in the moment, being mindful, accepting that there are certain things you cannot control. We talked about the law of attraction. I will mention it again in a few minutes. And we also talked about moving into trust, and we did a let go and trust exercise. So if you're needing more information, you didn't watch last week's show, it is available on my page there. Another reason I really wanted to talk about adversity today is because this is blowing up our Facebook feed, isn't it? And I saw somebody say that this is a very serious time and we should not be making jokes. We should not be making light of the situation. But humor is very important for us because humor is healing. Even with the circumstances, we can still find moments of joy and moments of humor. And if people don't want to, that's their choice, of course. But I would much rather find some of those moments. And yes, we are all going to be overwhelmed at some point with this and wonder what's really going to happen. But then we'll have that moment of joy. And the thing with this post on Facebook that I saw, I felt like somebody was trying to guilt trip people who were making jokes or who were finding some humor in it. And yes, it is serious, but at the same time, we can still have some humor. I've also seen some post-based, fear-based conspiracy theories just promoting energy of fear, and this doesn't help us energetically or practically. And I also saw somebody say that she didn't want to do positive thinking because positive thinking wasn't going to pay the bills. A very defeatist attitude, if you ask me. Yes, it's not going to pay the bills, but do we have to be miserable all of the time? We don't. We have a choice. We don't have to be. So we can find this. Somebody who's, it's very understandable that we're concerned about how we're going to pay our bills, especially so many people have literally been laid off and have lost that income. But the more we focus on lack, not having enough, the more of it we're going to bring to us. Now, this is an opportunity for us to dig deep to our soul, to use that soul connection, to be that beacon of light that I love to talk about, to be somebody who can uplift other people, who can be there for them. We can be kind to ourselves as well as other people. Over the past few weeks, I've talked about all sorts of topics on this show, and I just realized today that I had gone off track of what I was planning to talk about on almost every show for the past 4 or 5 weeks. I had a plan, but Spirit told me otherwise. And now I understand that the things I have been talking about for 4 or 5 weeks have led us to this moment. It's all of this information about reclaiming your power, being yourself, reconnecting to your soul's energy, because remember, your soul energy connects to the universe directly. Hello, everybody. Mick, Debbie, Ryan. Yes, humor is great. Humor can really help us. I remember down the street when I was growing up a long time ago, somebody had died and their kids were outside having fun, laughing. And I remember thinking, wow, that's strange. And then somebody said to me, well, you can only cry so much. And then you've got to get back to who you really are and the joy. So we want to feel better, don't we? We want to feel better. We feel out of control right now. We don't know what to do. We always want to try to do something. And so what we do naturally is we worry. We catastrophize. We make things worse than they are. The only way to change how we're feeling is to change our perception of how life works, to change our perception of what we are capable of, to recognize we have that soul power to lead us and guide us through any adversity we might have at any point. We have the power to decide to allow our soul to guide us or not. We have that choice. Remember, everything that happens to us, our problems, our challenges, everything is here to help us reconnect to our soul, to help us become the best version of our true selves. Out of our problems comes our greatest soul growth. It's amazing. It's time now for many people, and I've talked about this consciousness shift before. Ooh, can't say that. Talked about that before, and I'm going to mention it again, I'm sure. We are in a time of great growth where people are being dragged along, where they have to begin to wake up to the awareness that there is much more out there than they can physically see, feel, and experience. It is happening. This time is very important for us. From the soul's perspective, what we are doing is we're reclaiming that courage, the ability to step into ourselves fully and completely. It's kind of like jumping off of a cliff. We have to make the decision to do it and trust all will be well. at some point there. We have to do it. So let's think about this. Who are you at the soul level? You know, I've talked about how you're connected to the universe. You're connected to this amazing, loving energy. You're connected to this, whether you believe it or not, whether you feel it or not. You are connected to this energy. It permeates every cell of your being and every part of your energetic field. You, at the soul level, you are also a being of love and light. You are that. That's the way it is. Within that is that power of connection, the power to do what you need to. It's very important for all of us to realize at this point in time, particularly in this point in time, that you're not alone. You may feel like you're alone. You may feel like people have forgotten about you. You may feel that you feel unmoored in a way because you don't know how to get to a different place. And we are going to talk about some shifts that you can think about. Just pick something and pick one thing and think about it. Now is the very important time to recognize that you are part of the whole. You are connected to every single thing, every single person, energetically. It's not just about you right now. It's about everyone, because what you're experiencing, everyone is experiencing. Isn't that amazing? Okay. We have actually become more unified. I know there are some still divisive things going on out there, but for the most part, we have become unified because of this situation that's happening. I'm feeling that people will be opening up and recognizing the compassion and empathy that is within themselves and how they can share that with other people. And I'm watching, I'm seeing some of this now happening. People who are going out of their way to help other people, to express their feelings of how we need to be connected, how we need to help people. It's really impressive now to think about how connected we all are and that what you are experiencing, everyone is experiencing. With this consciousness shift, I have an idea, and I'm sure other people have this as well, is that what we are experiencing is absolutely necessary for us to experience, to cleanse ourselves of anything that is no longer needed in our lives. And I know somebody just said to themselves, but I need my money. I need my job. I'm not talking about those things necessarily. Okay. I'm talking about things we don't need anymore, such as false beliefs or erroneous, disempowering belief systems that somehow tell ourselves we're not good enough, we're not valuable, we're not worthy. We may be cleansing ourselves of some of our belongings, maybe things we don't really need anymore. Maybe we'll say, you know what, I don't really need this. Or maybe some people in our lives where we think, no, not necessarily going to work out for me anymore. So this connection may be very important to us, and this consciousness shift to help us cleanse ourselves of things that are in our way, stopping us from living our life to our fullest potential. Hello, everybody. I'm Heidi, nice to see you. The collective is going through a large growth spurt. Yes, it is. Yes, Ray, I'm glad to hear that you're believing in spirit to carry you through the day and staying calm, because these adverse conditions, they are notable. We've never gone through something like this. I did see the other day that somebody labeled this the biggest awakening of all time, and that this is not to minimize. And I want to make sure I'm very clear when I'm talking about these higher perspectives, to look at this from a very broad perspective. I don't want to minimize the problems, the loss, the worries and concerns and the fears. They are natural. They are normal. What I'm concerned about for myself, as well as others, of course, is I don't want to get stuck in it. I don't want to get stuck in that fear-based thought, because you know, once you step into that, it's very difficult to retrieve yourself if you get too far in. If you can catch yourself just as you're stepping in, you can pull yourself back. And this is, again, the opportunity to strengthen your connection to your soul. It is the best opportunity. If you can embrace that belief, and you have a choice, you can or not, it's up to you what you want to do. But if you can embrace this belief you will experience the most amazing soul growth that you could possibly imagine. I guarantee this. I guarantee it. So I'm going to talk about some ideas to think about. I'm going to try and keep the show a little shorter tonight. We'll see how I do. So I'm going to pick some ideas here that you can think about to help you reconnect to your soul, to reconnect to that power of your soul. So as you learn more about yourself, as you learn more about the power you have, so that you realize you truly believe you can handle this. So pick one and play with it a little bit. We want to play as much as possible. So you can change your mind. You do not have to stay stuck in the fear and worry. You don't have to. You really don't have to. I know somebody out there is still arguing with me, but you can stay there if you want, but you don't have to. A long time ago, I learned about this growth versus fixed mindset, and that we have a natural tendency. A growth mindset is the mindset where we believe if we work hard, if we take action, we can change our circumstances. We can change our beliefs. We can change whatever we want to change. Then there are people who have a fixed mindset that believes life is the way it is. We can't change anything. We can't feel better. We are stupid. We don't believe we can learn, that kind of feeling. It's very important to make the distinction that we all have life circumstances that we have no control over, okay? That is not a fixed mindset, okay? We all have these things. But we do have control over our responses. We always do. So I want to emphasize the point that you can change your mind. A growth versus fixed mindset. If you naturally feel that you can't improve yourself, you can't make yourself better, you can't change how you're feeling, you don't have to stay in that fixed mindset. You can have the growth mindset. So this is the time to change your mind. What's happening is we are having this opportunity to dig deep to our souls. We are peeling back those layers that have built up around ourselves. Adversity helps us peel those back because we find out what is most important to us. We find out what we are capable of. We want to get back to that core, to the essence of who we are. Whatever's in the way of us living our lives to our highest, to our best, that's what we want to take care of. So we are going to start peeling those back, these layers. We may have had something happen to us when we were young where we believe we're not good enough. Whatever it is, we have to dig deep to the soul to get back to that. I have a strategy I use that is a little bit more advanced for people, but I'm just going to put it out there because somebody may like it. I call it ABC. Okay, awareness, beliefs, choices. And I use this to help people grow towards their soul. You want to be aware of your natural response to things. And then as you become aware of how you're responding, you think about what belief it might be reflecting. Is there a belief that your response is indicating? And then you move into choice. What choice can you take to change your response? Do you need to change a belief system? Do you need to change a reaction, whatever it is? Let's use the example of people who are worried about money because this is a big one right now. We're worried about money. So as soon as we become aware of this, that we're obsessively thinking about, oh, where's my money coming from, we can start to think about, watch our thoughts. Actually, I should go with that first. We should watch our thoughts. You know, what are we doing? We're going to talk about our bills, all those things. Then what we want to do is use that and just kind of step back out of the emotions a little bit. Acknowledge the emotions, but step back for a bit and go, is there a belief or something that is affecting me in some way? Do we believe that maybe there is no money and we're never going to get any more money? Are we believing that life is hard? Are we believing we can't control things? Are we believing we can't handle it? Are we believing life is too hard? It is one problem after another. Then we can kind of explore those beliefs, whatever they might be. We can explore them and then figure out if we want to make a different choice in a response. Do we want to be proactive in a physical way? You know, maybe we need to cut our spending back or whatever it is. And do we want to be proactive in substituting some of those mental thoughts? You know, with that law of attraction, what we think about is what we're attracting to us. If lack becomes a huge thing, then we're just going to keep attracting it to us. And we want to replace some of those thoughts, maybe with substitute them with positive, uplifting ones, even if you don't believe them, and get back to the present moment always works. The emotions, again, always acknowledging you've got to feel them first. So if you're really, really freaking out and you're scared, go with it. Just go with it. But then allow the emotions to come up, and then you've got to move out of it and look at it from a different angle, if it's at all possible. I'm going to read some comments here. Yes, even though we all have some fixed responses, we can always choose how to respond to them. Yes. Candace would say, we talk about growth mindset to our students in school all the time so they can realize they can opt to have grit and perseverance. Yeah, I didn't understand that with my students for the longest time. I would say, well, just try, you know, do this. And until I read this article, and then all of a sudden I realized they just didn't understand they had that capability, that they could work and change things. Darlene, it's like spring cleaning. It is like spring cleaning. It really is. We're kind of getting rid of some of those cobwebs in our minds, those old beliefs and thought patterns. So that's one of the things I use to strengthen people's connection to the soul, ABC, awareness, beliefs, and choices. It's something fun to play with. At least I find it fun. I don't know if everybody does. My clients like to find it fun. So you can play with that. Now, we also want to talk a little bit about self-awareness. What is it you really need? Yes, I know you need money. Yes, I know that part. Don't fixate, okay? But is it that you really need reassurance? Do you need somebody to say, yes, it's going to be okay? Is it that you need somebody to be there for you, to support you during your moments where you're just losing it, and then somebody else says, you know, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this together. You know, is that what you really need? No one really knows how this is going to come out in the end of all this. And my feeling is with some of the proactive measures people are taking, yes, we're going to go through a little bit of a time here, but I'm feeling that in the end of it, that we're going to all feel actually a lot stronger and so much more connected to people. So I do feel that there. We may feel that we need to recognize that our situations are temporary. They are, aren't they? Everything is temporary. Change is the only constant, as they say. So everything is temporary. You may want to come up with a simple affirmation, something like, all is well. All is well with my soul. Michael Beckwith has this great one that I love that's called, I surrender to more good than I can possibly imagine. Try that every morning. I surrender to more good than I can possibly imagine. What you're doing is you're giving up your control and you're allowing the universe to bring you more than you could possibly imagine. So maybe, you know, you'll lose money over here, but maybe somebody will give you some money over there. You just don't know. But when you surrender to this good, it comes to you because you're getting out of your way. So that's something to do. Acknowledging your emotions. Step into that. You know, we can all fall in. How do we do that? Again, we've got to get back to that belief that everything that's around us is happening for our highest and best, even though we're resisting it. Okay, we're resisting the physical situation. But we've talked about this in the past. The more you resist something, the harder it becomes to process it because we're not moving through those emotions. Okay, so if you notice you're stuck in the emotions and if you're able to, if you have somebody around you who can help you, that might be supportive for you. So to just say, okay, what am I resisting? I'm resisting the situation. Well, I can't change it, so there's no point in beating my head against a wall over it. So I'm just going to accept that it's here. And then once you realize, okay, it's here, that's opening up your energy so that you can allow more good to come to you. It's opening your energy up to allow you the positive energies to come to you as well. Getting back into the present is my number one for when I fall into emotional distress. I always say, in this moment, everything is perfect because in this moment, I still have something to eat. In this moment, I still have some money. In this moment, nothing is wrong with my body, whatever it is. Okay, in this moment, coming back can help you step out of those emotions where you get stuck. Okay, so if you catch yourself getting stuck. Now, working in energetically is so important as well. Even if you've never done anything energetically in the past, even if you've never done any kind of healing work or even really thought about it, just the intention, setting the intention that you're going to raise your energy, raise your vibration, to allow yourself to be a clear channel, that can be enough. You want to send positive energy out. Now, we did talk about specific outcomes previously. The more attached we are to a specific outcome, the kind of limits that from coming to us. So if you have something in mind you'd like, you can say that, but then also remember to attach to that or something better. Okay, so don't be stuck in one specific thing. I always tell people to go to the emotions of how they want to feel. So you can work energetically to bring that in. A simple way to raise your vibration is to just simply shut your eyes and breathe. Do some repetitive breathing. When we do breathing that has a rhythm to it, that can help us raise our vibration. You can do pretty much any count is going to work. You know, hold, breathe in on the count of four, hold for four, breathe out on four is a simple one. You could do eight, whatever it is you want to do. That helps a lot. Now, with the intention, you're wanting to just clear your energy. You can also send positive energy to other people. This time is very important to do that. And it doesn't have to be anybody specific. You can just send it generally. Okay, and now, let's see. I'm looking at the comments, of course. Our thoughts have a tendency to shake things up by presenting a constant stream of change. It does, doesn't it? Yes. Does the law of cause and effect play into this adversity on a global scale? Global karma. Ooh, usually stuff like this means we have something to learn on a mass scale. Yes, I absolutely agree. This is part of the consciousness shift that the whole world is experiencing. People have been talking about this shift for years now, and we are really coming to a head now. We have reached that precipice where the choices are being made for many of us. And others are, as I said, being dragged along. And then there are many of us who are the light to help guide other people on their path. And this is a global scale. And I'm going to step off for just a second, no offense to anyone. But you know how sometimes in the United States, it's all about me, me, me. And even in the government, it's me, me, me. What's being missed here is the connectedness with the whole world. And because we are, everybody is closing borders down, we're finding out how we are connected, whether it's the supply chain of our medications or whatever it is. We're finding out how connected we already are that we didn't even recognize or know about. We're also connected on a much higher vibrational plane, of course. And this is going to, my feelings, help us recognize this connectedness, and I feel a more expansiveness even in the United States towards other people. And I feel that some of the people who have been more, I don't know what the word is I want, separate, I guess, and not as accepting of some people, are going to have their eyes opened up a little bit more with this situation. So in a way, yes, it is a sort of a global karma going on here. Very interesting time, isn't it? Yes. So people are now being more aware of other people, many people, not everybody yet, of course. But as time goes, you've seen, I'm sure, the Italy people singing on their balconies, you know, it's that connection people want to have. You know, this isn't a show to actually go tell you how to use your time. This is a show to help you raise your perspective and choose a higher perspective on this issue. Because when I feel like something really amazing is going to come out of something, or whatever's happening is in my life is there to help me become my best self, I lessen my resistance. I go, oh, I get it. Okay, it's to help me. And if it's to help me, I don't feel so resistant to the problems that are there. So that's something to consider as well. So just a few more things, because I didn't want to talk forever tonight. Of course, ask questions as we go if you have some. And it is interesting because I tell you, Spirit would not leave me alone Sunday night and said, you are going to do a show. So I sent my kids away. My daughter and her boyfriend are down here. I sent them away and said, you got to go someplace for an hour because I'm going to be busy. So we are here still. So here's one for you. Use this opportunity to prioritize your life. What is really important to you? What is it? How much time do we spend doing things that really aren't that important to us? My guess, and we'll see in the end of all this, is that what we're going to find out that our connections with people are more important, and that we start to value those connections more, that we're going to want to spend time with people more. And we're also going to find that we don't need as much as we have. Speaking as a person who clutters and has a lot of stuff, we don't need that stuff. I'm feeling a lot more simplicity in our lives. So what's the priority for you? Think about that a little bit. That's something that we can easily think about. So you can start getting a little stuck in the worry. Just go, what's most important to me? Is it peace of mind or is it being worried? Is it most important to me that I realize I have the power of choice and I can change my perception, my reactions and responses? Or is it more important to me to give up my power and say, well, I can't control this. I'm just going to go crazy. So you have that choice. So you may find also that your priorities are to have more peace, to live in your power as your authentic self more, to live from the soul perspective, where you are looking at things from that vision of love, kindness, compassion, and empathy. It's amazing, isn't it? Now, one of my favorite magical mind games, and I know I've shared this many times, and I'm going to do it again, is the what if. Okay, and it's not the negative what if. It's the what if this is an opportunity to go to that deeper level of kindness, compassion, and love. What if working from home is healing the planet, giving it a little breathing space, if you will? What if we're teaching our children how to handle adversity, how to be resilient, how to look at this problem and go, we've got this. It's okay. We may not know how it's going to come out, but it's okay. We've got this. What if we're teaching our children how to respond to the next time they have a problem? What if we're learning to embrace those connections with other people, releasing judgment of others, who they are, how they act, how they look, whatever it is? What if that's going to take us there? What if this is absolutely necessary for our evolution as a planet, as a oneness of community, as ourselves? So what if this is what's happening? It's a fun thing to think about. What if? Because what we're doing when we play my what if game is we're looking at a difficult, challenging situation, but we're going, what if this is actually a great thing in the big picture that we don't know about yet? What if? It opens up so much for me when I think about that way. And again, helps me let go of that resistance. Another thing we need to be doing, and so simple, but people aren't doing it, is counting our blessings. We need to be counting our blessings. It's necessary for us to do that, to move out of those feelings of helplessness, hopelessness, powerlessness. Before you go to bed at night, list everything you're grateful for. List the conversations you had with people. List the food you ate. List whatever it is that you're grateful for. So many people know this, but they don't do it. So it is very important for us to do this. Everything I talk about is important, isn't it? That's what I think anyway. Gonna check the comments. Oh, yes, Metamorphosis is saying, I'm grateful they are starting to be concerned about homeless people. It took a little while there, didn't it? It did take a little bit of while, but yes, they are. It's about time people wake up. It is. Harlene, I'm happy that you needed to hear this tonight. Maybe this was all for you. I don't know. All I know is that spirit, and normally I do get guidance from spirit as to what I need to talk about. This was urgent. I could not. I literally got up from bed and wrote everything down that I knew I needed to talk about. It was amazing. We are so blessed. Yes. We are. What if this is a test? What if it is a test? And that doesn't mean we're going to fail it, okay? This doesn't mean an opportunity to beat ourselves up because we didn't do something right. Of course, you know I would say that, right? But what if it is a test? What if it's a test of our choices, our ability to expand, step outside of our own problems and concerns, which is, I know, is hard, difficult, challenging. I know it is. But we can do it. What if we consciously decide to just do our best as we can, the best we possibly can? And that's good. And I mean that in the highest way possible. That is good. Okay, so even though This is an unprecedented time, and we can catch ourselves starting to worry. I'll be heading home this week, and somebody told me that the rest areas on some of the highways are closed. And I'm going, well, how is that going to work? And, you know, some of the restaurants are closed. So I haven't Googled that yet to see if it's in fact true. But, you know, every time I start to think about, okay, the problems that could present itself, I'm going, could. I am not going to step in a possible problem. I am going to step into the power of believing it's going to work exactly perfectly, and I have nothing to worry about. That's what I'm going to do, and that's what I've been doing. I have the advantage that I've been working with my mind games here for a long time, so I have things, and I know I can do this. Not to say that I don't step into the stuff, the crap sometimes, because I do. But I can get myself out a lot faster because I've opened my mind to some of these ideas. So even though this is unprecedented, another thing you might try to do is what I call the life review. Look back on your life. Find those moments where you've gotten through bad times before, gotten through losing a job and not having income, gotten through whatever it was where it seemed like it was one bad thing after another. You've done it before. You'll do it again. The advantage you have this time is that you have all that experience and all that wisdom, and you also have the advantage because you now know, which I know many of you knew before I said this, that you are connected to your soul, and the soul is connected to the higher vibration of the universal energy. It's just the way it is. So you are not alone. Even if you're alone in your house, you are not alone. You have that connection, and remember, you are connected to everyone. Ryan is saying, all of life is a test. It is. It is. And Ray is saying, tests are real. I get them always, and I see truth. And, oh, thank you, Ray. That is such a fine point to make, because what are we doing here living, right? We're trying to live in the truth of who we are. We're trying to live in the integrity of our action, vibration, energy as we interact with other people. We're trying. We are. I hate the word trying. I'm not going to use that. We are connecting to that soul energy. We are living in the truth of who we are. In this very moment, we are living in the truth. In the next moment, we're going to be living in the truth to the best of our abilities. Every day, we are more and more and more living in the truth. Isn't that amazing? You can't stop it. You can't stop it. It is going to keep going with or without you. You are going to keep moving into this truth. Soul is guiding you. You don't really have to do much. What I'm talking about today is just some ideas to help you shift your perspective, to break that pattern of that cycle, that spiral of hopeless, worry, fear, uncertainty, to break that and go, you know what? No, I think I have the power. I'm going to act as though I have the power to handle this. I'm going to do it to the best of my abilities. And the universe says, okay, good. We got your back. It's all good. Your soul is going to take care of it for you. I think it's miraculous. Isn't it amazing? You don't have to do anything. The soul is going to take care of it for you. All you have to do is be open. You want to close down. You want to choose to close down, allow that fear to get the best of you. Go ahead. But you don't have to if you don't want to. Yes. Pennsylvania closed the rest areas. Okay, thank you, Mick. I'll try to make sure I find a place before I hit Pennsylvania. Pack yourself some food in case the rest stops are closed. I will bring food with me. Okay. I'm just concerned about bathroom. Arlene, yes. It may sound strange, but I am excited for what is next. Yes. And there's nothing wrong with that, because I know some people might say, oh, we shouldn't be excited, you know, or we shouldn't be happy, we shouldn't feel joy, whatever it is. But no, no shouldn'ts here. We do not do shouldn'ts on this show. We're not going to shoulds or shouldn'ts. We're going to have fun here. So whatever is coming, we have no idea how great it's going to be. What if it's beyond our comprehension? I have a feeling it is beyond our comprehension. We are so caught up in the physicalness of our lives right now because we are living it. But we're caught up in that physicalness. So if we can remember to consciously decide to step outside of our physicalness and reconnect with that soul energy, what could be coming is going to be amazing. It's absolutely going to be amazing. I have every expectation of miracles and blessings coming our way. I really, really do. Don't know about Buffalo. There's no toilet paper to be found in Buffalo. You might want, yes, you know, there's none down here either. I found some in the closet, thank God, here, because I couldn't find any here. Truck stops are told to stay open. Okay, thank you. Thank you, guys. You guys are so helpful. See, we're like one big family. We're helping each other out here, and I really appreciate that. My daughter and her boyfriend are supposed to fly back on Saturday morning, but I'm kind of like, no, you're driving with me. We are going to pack my car to the brim, and you are coming back with me. It's going to add a couple hours onto my driving to get them back to Buffalo, and then I'll go back to Fredonia. But that's okay, because I don't really want them on a plane. So, you know, no. So we're not going to do that. So this is going to be something. Really, it's going to be something else. So I hope that this has helped some of you, has given you some food for thought, some ideas to help you step outside of the worry and realize that even though we're in this time of adversity and it's gigantic and it's huge and it's scary, that we're going to be okay. We are going to be okay. You know, we're going to be better people at the end of it. We're going to be more connected to our souls. We're going to really understand ourselves at such a deeper level and just know, too, at the end, how you're going to realize how strong you are, how you were able to handle whatever life throws at you. And that's a very valuable lesson for us to learn as we go through this issue. Yes, driving will be much safer. Oh, that is true. I didn't even think about that. Bet you Virginia's not as crowded as it usually is, so that will be good. So, everybody, I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight. I'm hoping Spirit has allowed us to reach the right people who needed to hear this message to get out of the fear, the worry, the uncertainty, all of that stuff. I'm understanding it. I want to emphasize again, I'm not minimizing this. Everybody is going through something in relation to the finances and everything else connected. So I do want to make sure you understand. I'm not minimizing it. I understand it's there. But I'm choosing to direct my energy higher as much as possible. And I just want to help you with that as well. So you can, let's see, Candace, I love your background decor and strong beetle messages. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, I had actually packed away all my radio stuff because I wasn't supposed to be working this week. I had to get it all back out and set it all back up again, but I was fast. It was all good. So if you haven't connected me with me yet, Colleen Van Der Zijden, medium and intuitive life coach on Facebook, and you can follow me there. And we have my website, ColleenVanDerZijden.com, LilydaleAssembly.org. Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook. And my schedule has changed because my Erie Philharmonic concerts have been canceled. So I will be starting to do readings again sooner than I have on my calendar right now on my website. So the first week in April, I will be resuming readings. Okay. So obviously we'll be doing phone, Skype, and FaceTime. So we'll be doing those instead. But I will start them up again. I do have time still left in April, but I will add a whole bunch more. Okay, just letting you know. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about next week, but I'm sure Spirit's going to let me know. Yes, love your tan. Yes, even though the beach next door closed too. I mean, really? Oh, what can we do? Drive safe. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you, Mary. Yes, we are blessed. That's a good way to end. Thank you, guys. We are blessed. Take that with you. And you guys have a wonderful week. And I should talk to you next week. We'll find out. I'll let you know one way or another if I'm there next week or not. But I should be there. So we will have a great time. And you guys have fun. I will see you soon. And I'll send you lots of love and blessings your way. Love you all. Bye.